Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Ultra Credit Union's Cheryl Dutton talking about how their credit union has lowered its membership age to 39 years old. So check it out.
3 years ago, our average age was 41, which is still young.
Yeah.
And then over the last 3 years, we've just implemented a lot of really fun programs to connect with the younger generation, and it's worked. Our average age is now 39.
Wow. And it sounds like it's probably still going down as well. So that's
hope so.
Great news. I mean, this is something that credit unions nationwide are clamoring for. They're dying. Well, I want to say dying, but they're just very eager to get younger, because I mean, that's kind of like the member succession plan. You know, you want your membership to get younger so you continue to thrive. So, and you guys have done it. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Exactly. And that you know, is our thought too, is that our older members are getting older and they still use our services. Mm-hmm. Got to make sure that we do have a succession plan, and we are creating excitement among younger members.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm sure everyone's out there chomping at the bit. Like, what did these guys do to get young? I mean, you guys basically are a decade younger than the average credit union age out there for the industry wide. I think it's, what, 48, 49, something like that?
Correct.
You guys are at 39, which is just mind-blowing in itself. What have you guys done to get these results?
Well, I think about 5 years ago, we hired specifically a youth coordinator.
Okay.
And so the coordinator is very, you know, just very responsible for the recruitment of anyone 17 and under. And that's where, you know, this person's focus has been. And we have lots of great youth programs, mm-hmm. educational mm-hmm. programs. We implemented a cash camp for kids.
Okay.
And we filled it, you know, every year that we've done it. And we've done it for about 5 years since that person started. Also, we have a very strong youth match program at our credit union. So, for example, we run during Financial Literacy Month a $10 match, and that really brings in a lot of younger members. And then we continue to really work with them to retain them. We started a youth retention program about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So at age 13, they'll get their first email from us talking about, you know, maybe a prepaid debit card, learn how to manage your money. It's very educational. It talks to the parents, because we didn't want to focus on selling, you know, products to them at that right. age, but we did want to create awareness. And then we have different emails throughout their life stages that we send them. And then when they hit about 16, 17, they get a youth retention package from us that just talks about, are you going into the workforce after high school? Are you going to college? Mm-hmm. You can stay with us. You know, here's a great packet. If you're going to move away, you don't have to leave us. I also think that definitely mobile banking, our mobile app, we were very progressive in that area about 4 years ago, and with the remote deposit capture, we even extended it down to age 15.
Really? Wow.
You have to have permission, and there's a limit on the number of checks to okay. deposit, but the mobile app has been very robust and really create a lot of excitement, not just from that 17 and under, but over that mm-hmm. age. Really helped us with our membership, and we did a lot of promoting of the mobile app, from TV spots to radio spots. We formed about 2 years ago a Go Mobile team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Go Mobile team, you have to be e-certified to be on the Go Mobile team. And they just go to different events. And we have $5 checks that members can deposit if they try remote deposit and try our mobile app. And they're just out there. They're out there showing our members how to use our technology. And it's a really cool thing.
Wow. How did you guys think of these ideas? I mean, because these are not your normal get the youth in the door ideas. I mean, these are some of these are very unique, and they sounds like they took some thought behind them to get them moving and execute and then achieve the results.
Well, exactly. We are really into innovation, and so we have a strong innovation program where employees are submitting ideas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the ideas that we implement are from our employee base, which is, you know, 320 employees, and they're all seeing different things. They really listen to what our members say mm-hmm. to their ideas. So I think that's part of it. And we also watch, you know, what other credit unions are doing, and some of our ideas are maybe modified from where other success stories have been from other credit unions. So I think the ideas have just come from all over.
Okay, okay. And so, I mean, how long did this process take? Because that's another great story in itself, because usually something like this takes years and years and years, but you guys have done it in quite a short time.
You know, it's true. We have a lot of people that really have can-do attitudes. They want to make things happen and just get things done. So that's part of our culture, I think, you know, to be able to implement something quickly. Once we decide upon it, we have a marketing committee. We look at all sorts of new ideas. And once we decide upon it, we get it done. Right. So I think that's part of our culture. We don't kind of sit around and wait.
Yep.
We want to really try new things and try new ideas. And I think that's part of it. Just don't be afraid to try to implement things. Mm-hmm. That's some things that have failed and not gone well, and then we regroup and look at what's good and what worked and what and move on from there.
Yep, fail fast and learn from it and move on to the next thing. So,
right.
I mean, it works. I mean, it's a recipe that works. Yeah, I mean, we're all gonna fall flat on our face and occasionally, but as long as you learn from it and then move on from it, and then you can be a success. And you guys have proven that. I mean, it's taken you guys 3 years to get to this level. I mean, it's just that's phenomenally quick, I would think, in the normal circumstances.
I think we thought it was gonna take longer too.
Yeah.
You're thinking 5-6 years to move that number that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, you know, things are falling into place. I think it helps too that we've entered some new markets. We're now in Rochester, Minnesota, and that's been about 3 years.
Okay.
And so that's a new location, and we've added a couple other locations since then. So of course that helps. That helps, you know, bring in new members.
Yep. So, I mean, what do you see the benefits of? I mean, obviously the benefits of a credit union getting younger in itself is just a huge benefit in itself. But I mean, peripherally, I mean, how do you see it benefiting? I mean, obviously I think lending comes into play and, you know, the home buying and, you know, all the milestones that these younger members are going to be experiencing, you guys are going to be there for them.
Absolutely. And that's really the key, is to make sure that once you get the younger members in, that you do have programs for them. So, you know, we have a first time auto buyers program. We also really look to help educate our members. We started a microsite called drivealter.org, which really helps that first-time buyer not afraid to go to a dealership. We help them do their research and help them through the process. We're also really trying to help the first-time home buyers. We've set up a CD that you can put money into anytime you want, up to $25,000, and as long as you, it's got a very high interest rate, and then as long as you use it for your mortgage, you know, no problem. So
very
it's
nice.
First-time home buyer CD.
Yeah.
We also have been doing educational events for first-time home buyers. It's a mixer. It's really fun. It's been so successful. We set up booths like a trade show, and we have wine and beer and appetizers, which, you know, makes people feel really relaxed. And they can come in and talk to a lender. They can talk to a builder. They can talk to a home inspector. The home inspector is always like the hot one to see. And then we have realtors available, and then we provide them with a first-time home buyer's packet. So it's got all the do's and don'ts and what to expect. And so these events, our last one here in La Crosse drew about 80 new members, and they definitely will take their mortgage out with us. So that's been really successful, helping that younger person stay connected. And I think that's really important. You can bring them in, you know, early, but then you better make sure you have a strong retention program.
Exactly. God, that's such key. It's one thing to get them in the door, but it's another thing to keep them there with these fantastic programs that you guys are offering.
Right. We're also doing a first-time homebuyer video series, and it's in the works. Hopefully it'll be done in about a month. And we did some research that really showed that the first-time homebuyer, they want quick video clips. They don't really want to read a lot. And so these video clips are about 30 seconds long, and it talks about, you know, how to apply, what to expect with your pre-approval process, et cetera. And that'll be going out there on our website and social media in approximately a month.
Okay, very good. That's a great idea. So, I mean, these are YouTube videos that they can watch pretty quickly and all segmented about the whole process. So,
correct.
Oh, I wish my financial institution had that when I was a first-time home buyer, because I was scared silly when I first bought my home. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, I mean, gosh. I mean, what else can we talk? I mean, this is such great news. I mean, I think I've run through all my questions here. Was there anything else that kind of stood out as far as getting the membership younger? I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm so happy for you guys, and then I'm happy to air this because a lot of credit unions out there are looking for, gosh, that magic formula to get their membership younger. And it sounds like you guys have really hit on something.
I think we have, and we still have a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing we did do a little differently is we talked to some college students. I think that's kind of the area that could use a lot of new work and some ideas, is that they're struggling. They have tons of student loan debt.
Yep.
And, you know, they don't know how to manage it. They can't even buy a home yet because they have so much debt. And so we're really trying to focus a little bit more on that area. And we even held our first seminar on, after college.
Okay.
What should you do?
Mm-hmm.
And that went over really well. We've learned from it. We're going to tweak it. But we're going to continue that series on helping, you know, you're going to graduate. Oh, my gosh. You know.
Now what?
Now what? You have a job, and you know you want to buy a car, you want to stay for a house,
yeah.
And how can we help you do that? And how can we help make sure your credit rating is good and stays good and things like that?
Oh, I mean, that's something I didn't even think about, because I mean, that's really taking a proactive approach here, because a lot of, obviously, tons and tons of kids are coming out of college with the debt they have is just phenomenal. And so having a credit union come in there and offering lending services and student lending, all that type of stuff, I mean, that would just be such a huge relief to some student coming fresh out of college looking for a new job and going, you know what, I can get this debt taken care of. I can start saving for a house with a CD that you guys mentioned. I can go through this first-time auto-buying lender. I mean, you guys are really kind of lining up the dots for them to be a success.
We hope so. We just think it's really important to really help those members, you know, get ready for life to happen.
Yep.
And building a family and all those type of important things.
And it ultimately bodes well for your credit union too, because word spreads at the cool things that you guys are doing. And you know how word spreads with the younger crowd. My gosh, you know, it's like, hey, let's go check out. They're doing some really neat stuff. We want to do that too. So I'm thinking it bodes well for you guys as well.
It does. It really does.